Episode 135 of the Read to Lead podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks, offering a month of unrestricted use, completely free, and you don't need a credit card for the trial. Claim your free month now at freshbooks.com/read to lead and enter Read to Lead in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
So many authors today, they launch their book and they think, oh, what's next? And I say, whoa, my book, Your Secret Name, came out 6 years ago, and I'm still creating programs around it.
Welcome to the Read to Lead podcast with Jeff Brown. Jeff believes that if you desire to achieve true success in business and in life, then consistent and intentional reading is a must. The Read to Lead podcast will not only help you narrow this ever-important reading list, but also bring you key insights and valuable feedback from some of today's most successful and inspiring authors. And now, here's Jeff.
Hi there, and welcome to the podcast. It's dedicated to your personal and professional growth. We talk about leadership, of course, and plenty of other topics, too. Personal development, productivity, career, business, marketing, sales, entrepreneurship. In a moment, you and I are going to be joined by Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie is the author of a book called Day Job to Dream Job, and he first appeared on our show a couple of years ago when this book first came out. I've asked him to come back on the show to share his expertise about becoming an author. More specifically, Carrie is going to be sharing a bit about how he's managed to build 3 six-figure businesses around each of his last 3 books. The reality is most authors make very little money selling their books. It's those who are able to understand the importance of building a business around it that truly thrive. So whether you've never thought about writing a book, have already written a book, or find yourself somewhere in between, I'm confident you'll find plenty of value in our upcoming conversation. And if you like what you hear today and want to dive a little bit deeper into this content, Carrie will be doing just that in an upcoming free webinar just for us. We'll have all the details on that later on in our conversation, as well as the show notes page for this episode. You'll find that at readtoleadpodcast.com/135. And when building a thriving business of any kind, whether that's around a book or something else, you've got to have the right accounting software. I strongly encourage you to consider cloud accounting software, FreshBooks. They're our sponsor for today's episode of the podcast, and they're offering something special just for you. It's a free month-long trial of all of their services, every feature and aspect of FreshBooks available to you for 30 days, no cost whatsoever, and no credit card needed to sign up for this trial. All you have to do is simply go to freshbooks.com/read to lead. One of my personal favorite features of FreshBooks is their mobile app, which lets me take pictures of my receipts, and then FreshBooks can organize them for me later. And it can even create expense reports for me, and also makes claiming expenses at tax time really, really easy. If that sounds good to you, then you'll definitely want to check this out. Again, to sign up for the free trial and get access to all the features for an entire month, just go to freshbooks.com/read to lead, and then be sure to enter Read to Lead in the How Did You Hear About Us section. You definitely want to try this out. I know you'll be glad you did, and there's absolutely no obligation for doing so. Again, it's freshbooks.com/read to lead. Carrie Oberbrunner left his day job in 2012 to pursue his dream job full time. And in fact, he wrote a book about it, and we discussed that book in the first anniversary episode of the Read to Lead podcast, which has now been almost 2 years to the day. That book is called Day Job to Dream Job, and I highly recommend you check it out. We'll link to it in the show notes. He's written 6 traditionally published books, and he's transformed, this is really cool, each of his last 3 books into 6-figure businesses, and we're going to spend some time talking about some of the details of that. The launch of his last book was an event with Hollywood celebrities and landed him in the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Hollywood Reporter, and many, many others. And he's spent now over 12 years mastering the world of books, including the writing, publishing, and marketing, and consulted on and contributed to dozens of other books, and he's coached over 250 authors. Now, I've had a chance to watch Carrie work his magic and watch his giving spirit over the last couple of years in all of this. And I don't think you'll find or meet a more humble guy and a guy with more integrity. And I'm excited to welcome him back to the Read to Lead podcast. Carrie, so glad you're here.
Hey, Jeff. It's great to be here with you. And I've been looking forward to this thing. Seriously, it's one of the highlights of my summer talking to you. No joke. I know I'm a nerd like that, but hey, I'm thrilled to be here. You got a great group, and I'm excited to add value.
Now, I have seen a stat that says around 81 or 82% of us, depending on the survey you look at, feel like we have a book inside of us. Dying to get out. And unfortunately, only about 1% of us actually ever make that happen. You're in the 1%. I'm in the 81, 82%. And I'd love to change that. Now, whether you have written a book already, or whether you are thinking about writing one, or maybe you're that's something you've never thought about, I think your curiosity is going to be piqued today when you hear what Kerry has to say. So let's start with this, Kerry. What are three things that writing a book can do for your brand, your business, your career?
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I'll tell you what. Books are eternal. So, you know, that is so cool. I heard something recently that says, would you rather write a book and have it be eternal, or would you rather spend your life writing emails to a bunch of people that never get compiled? In other words, everybody on this podcast today is a writer. So first of all, that's a big thing that when I start with authors, they're like, am I really an author? Like, is that really something I could do? Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. But the three things that a book does for you, number one is it increases your influence. And Jeff, I don't know if you're a big basketball fan. I mean, I'm not, but my son made me become a Cleveland Cavalier fan, you know, because I'm from Ohio and all right. But we even have something in the English language that we say, Michael Jordan wrote the book on basketball. Mm. Now, what we say is that it's credibility. And the moment you write a book, you automatically increase your influence. People now can find you when they search for your name. You are suddenly in the largest store online, which is Amazon. Hmm. Not only that, but Amazon begins to create a profile on you where you can actually have your Twitter feed go into that. You can have your blog posts, and it begins to create a page and a profile about you where you are now suddenly a thought leader. If you have two candidates and they're both pitching to a company, you know, you've done consulting, I've done consulting. If you have two equally qualified candidates, but one has written a book, automatically the decision maker says, well, gee, this guy's written a book on this topic. We need to go with him. So automatically, it's a big influencer increase. The second thing is impact, Jeff. Everybody's heard about passive income, right? Right, we've heard of that. Mm-hmm. You go to sleep at night, you know, your products and services perhaps sell while you're sleeping. That's cool. But I'll tell you what's even cooler, Jeff. It's when you go to sleep at night and you realize that your book is creating passive impact. Mm. In other words, I've never been to New Zealand. I've been to Australia, but I've never been to New Zealand. And yet, I've gone to sleep plenty of nights. And because I have some contacts in New Zealand who have brought my books over and started spreading the word, my books have had massive impact in New Zealand. And so that's so cool, Jeff. One of the coolest emails you ever get is one that says, "Dear Jeff, I've never met you, but your book changed my life." And then it goes to tell the story. So influence, impact, and then lastly, income. And that's why I'm so excited to talk with your crew today, because most authors are poor because they made these mistakes that I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. And I was poor when I first started. I mean, I kept my day job. You had your day job. I had my day job. I kept my day job for my first three books because I didn't know what I'm going to share today. And that is that you actually create a business around your book.
And the cool part is that Kerry now teaches how to do that to other people. I've asked him to join us today to share specifically about, this amazes me that there are this many, the 18 streams of income that can come from writing a book. So let's dive into those if you don't mind.
Yeah. If people want to play the game where they only sell their book, they're going to have to sell massive amounts of copies to right. be able to sustain a family. I've been able to have a full-time business partner, a whole team of people, over 100 coaches all over the world certified on my content. And here's the 18 things. So the first five, everybody gets, you know, I'll go through them super quick. Audiobook, because let's face it, a lot of readers want today audio. Business people, people who jog, these types of things. So audiobook, ebook, ebooks like Kindle, you know, this type of thing. Mm-hmm. Hardcover. Hardcover is fantastic when you have to do a proposal or a pitch. Because I don't know if you know this, Jeff, but traditional publishers only give their hardcover contracts to the really big sellers. And so in the reader's mind, when you have a hardcover, it's like, whoa, they've arrived. So you got your hardcover, then you got your soft cover, nothing wrong with that. Then you have something called EPUB. And EPUB is kind of like the versatile version that you can read on Nook and iBooks and this type of thing. So there's first five, very easy. It's just five versions of your books. And each one has a real audience in mind. And everything I'm about to share, I've done. And I've taught others to do. So the sixth one is mastermind groups. My last book, Day Job to Dream Job, I literally created a mastermind for 12 months. Most books have around 12 chapters. If they're 10, that's fine. You have an intro week and an outro week, a month. But anyways, with a mastermind group, you literally pick your book as the topic of focus and you teach on that once a month for your mastermind group. And then in the margins of that mastermind group, you talk about them. So for instance, Day Job to Dream Job, one of the chapters of the book is Design Your Story. So we spent the whole month, that first month, talking about your story, and we call it your GPS, your guru positioning story. And everybody has a GPS. They just don't know it. So, you know, that first month, boom, Jeff, everyone bought the book. Masterminds, you know, and I know, they go from anywhere from free to crazy amounts, you know, $50,000 a year for some masterminds. Or more. And, you know, I priced mine moderately for $3,000 with 12 people. That's $36,000. And then you have a live event tied to it where you really take a deep dive with your special 12 people. Hey, Jesus had 12. It's all good, right? Right? I guess one was bad, but it's all good. So you talk about $36,000. That is nuts for most authors. Most authors will never see that because they're still trying to think, well, I'm selling, you know, a $10 book or a $15 book. But again, when you, the author, create a mastermind group, I say it like this, Jeff, the more successful you become, the less accessible you are. So Jeff, you're a highly paid consultant and you should be because you've had massive success. And therefore, if you want access to Jeff, it's not like he's a rock star prima donna guy, but what he does is he says, if I'm going to give you my time, I can never get that back. So it's a premium. Your time is a premium. So again, mastermind group. Number seven, self-study online coaching program. I have three of these going on all the time. And these are online coaching groups that are all recorded. So we call them self-serve, where people can literally buy it. And then they have your audio phone calls that you've pre-recorded the first time you went through it live. And then they have your videos that you create and your download workbook. The average price on these is $200 to $500. The key is to solve a problem. I say it like this: clarity attracts, confusion repels. So it, you know, if you're confusing with your premise of your book, you're going to repel people. But if you have a course about how to have a better marriage, how to parent an autistic child, I mean, any topic will work. You tracking so far?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love going back to the mastermind group for a second. I mean, these are obviously true diehard fans of you and your work, and they're getting monthly access to you. So there's a premium attached to that.
Yeah. And you know, you can create a Slack channel where then it's not only just a once a month video that they do live with you on Zoom, and then that once a year where they hang with you for 3 days, but now you're also creating this Slack channel where people can have that access to you. Nobody abuses it because these are rock stars, these are superstars, and yet you have a big touch in their life and you give back to them as well.
And I love the self-study option too, maybe for somebody who maybe can't afford the mastermind group. They can work on their own and do their own thing.
Busy people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Successful, busy people that, you know, or moms, dads, they got to do it in the margins. No problem. And then number 8 is the live coaching program. Pretty much whenever I do a book, I do a live coaching program first. And in that one, I'm doing literally physical phone calls. So I'm doing, let's just say it's a 7-week course. Mm. I pick up the phone Wednesdays at 7 p.m., record them. And everyone knows, like, hey, Carrie's recording this phone call and it's going to be used in a self-study version in the future.
Okay.
You see, so you create it first. It's more premium price because they are getting your real time and they are part of a real live coaching group. But then you turn that into a self-study once you move on to other projects. Then you have what's called a certification program. And you know, Jeff, I think you're fantastic. I've even tried to talk you into creating more programs for all your stuff. But one of the things that that I do, and my dad thought this was a really dumb idea. He's like, Carrie, why would you write a book and then certify people to go speak on it when you wrote the book? Here's why, Jeff. Because I'm a dad of a 10-year-old, 8-year-old, 6-year-old, a husband, who loves my wife and kids. I don't want to be out speaking all the time. You know, I pick a select group of things, but then I literally have 100 plus coaches in, I believe, 15 countries, 6 continents, and they're making their own money in business on my book. My book's being sold all over the place, but then they bought a slot on my team. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you create intellectual property, you say, great, yeah, I'll speak on it at the big conferences, but I don't want to be out 250 days a year. So I will certify other people who pay to be part of my team as speaker, trainers, and coaches. And then Jeff, I learned this from a very smart man. He's also been on your show. I won't say his name, but he's a good guy. But I don't like to manage people.
Mm.
So I don't want these people to be like, let's check in with all the coaches. How are you all doing? They are fully independent speakers, trainers, and coaches. They run their own business, and I'm cool with that.
A couple of years ago, I had a chance to speak with Seth Godin.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I republished an edited version, a newly edited version of that a couple of weeks ago. And in that conversation, I asked him, what do you want to be remembered for 50 years from now? And his initial answer was, well, the guy who lived forever and had his hair grow back. But after that, he goes, I don't want to be remembered for anything I've done. I want to be remembered for what my students taught other people.
Ooh, there's so few people that have that mindset, but I am so with you. Like today, two of my authors are launching their books. And like I was the nervous daddy last night, grandfather. Who's gonna, now these books are out in the world and I'm so excited, but I'm so with you. It's the difference between wanting to be successful and wanting to be significant. You know, if you're just successful, you don't care about anybody else. You just want to load your pocketbook with cash. But when you want to create a lasting legacy, like Seth Godin, like you, like me, you want your students to succeed. I love that. And I've seen you promote your podcast alumni, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, you share in their success.
Yeah.
Next, we go to paid webinars. This is very common. A lot of people do these. Charge anywhere from $7 to, $99, depending on how much of a high touch it is. But these are paid webinars around your book. It's a different way to sample it. It's not 7 weeks or 10 weeks. It's for the person who needs a webinar. And usually you create a workbook and then your book is part of it as well.
Mm.
And you can start to see how some of this begins to add up pretty quickly. In fact, I have a little training that I do where I show this on a spreadsheet. And I pick very conservative numbers because I hate webinars that, say, hey, these results are not typical.
Right.
where like one person ever did it. So I pick very common, very low hanging fruit numbers. And you can do this and create a very cool lifestyle with freedom, finances, and fulfillment. But number 11 is paid conference calls, just like what it sounds, instead of a paid webinar with visual. This is just audio. Mm-hmm. Keynote speaking. You and I both know. Keynote speaking, man, when you get into some of these bigger conferences, you can make a pretty nice living. And it's fun. It's fun to do. And you speak, guess what, around your book, because they announce you as, hey, here's Cary Overrunner, the author of, you know, he's talking about his book. And people like that. And I think you get put up in some pretty cool cities, locations, travel. It's a nice gig. And then we have live seminars. These are fantastic. These are for people who want to fly to your city or local. I do a live seminar every month for my business community in Columbus, Ohio. And get this, Jeff, I don't charge. I've done 44 months in a row.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that? Almost 4 years. It is the best business building principle, because people come for free. They bring their friends to try before you buy. And then you say up front, hey, folks, I'm talking about this topic today, and I know we only have 60 minutes or 90 minutes. There's much more I could teach on this, but I'm going to give you my very best today. And at the end, if you like what you hear, I'll give you an invitation. And if you'd like to work in a more formal way, we'll do that. Fair enough. From hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars to sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, people show up. And you can run Facebook ads. You can bust it out on LinkedIn, Twitter. I mean, I started small. I started with me and three people. Okay. So, but I was consistent and faithful. And you know, Jeff, with a podcast, if you do it when you feel like it, you'll never do it, right?
Right, right.
So the fact that every month people can come to the Igniting Souls Fellowship, and I've had people drive 11 hours and book a hotel for 90 minutes of a free, I'm like, are you nuts? You know?
But, well, consistency to me is so underrated, whether it's what you're in the area you're talking about or in the area of a podcast. Consistency, that single act has benefited me as much as anything.
Yes, I'm with you on that. Okay. Then we have conferences, and you know, I have a yearly conference. It's called the Igniting Souls Conference. By the way, last year in the middle of my talk, I gave a huge shout out to Jeff Brown and taught around. I think you got tweets and shares, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on? Somebody's talking about.
Exactly. So, you know, I just thought you had some valuable stuff, and I referenced you, but IgnitingSoulsConference.com. I always have an annual conference. And guess what? The topic is, it's my most recent book. And you can sell tickets anywhere from, you know, $97 if you have a cheap conference to, gee, you and I have been to conferences that are, you know, thousands of dollars, depending on who's there and what they're giving.
When I found out you were talking about me, I assumed at first that it was what not to do or some example along those lines.
No, it was actually, it was how to build a bridge with influencers. Mm. And I thought you did some really good stuff. And this is the crazy thing about the world we live in. I screenshotted your conversation, so everybody watch out what you say. But Jeff did it right, and I used you and as an example. I said, folks, this is exactly how you look when you do it right. And I didn't tell people's names who did it wrong. I used them anonymously. So
very kind.
Yeah, and then next is workshop immersion. Now, this is different. You know Dan Miller. Mm-hmm. I know Dan Miller. Dan Miller and Joanne, love them to death, fellow Tennessee people in your town. They did Escaping Shawshank with me. So this is where you build an immersion experience around your book. So for us, we literally built 2 days around going to Shawshank Prison and talking about how to escape the prison of your profession, of your mindset. And then the second day we went to this place called Spark Space, which is in Columbus, Ohio. Fantastic. It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory meets, you know, Steve Jobs. And it's a fantastic, lively meeting space with surfboards on the wall and crazy, crazy stuff. But anyway, so we did like death one day, prison, and then life the next day. And again, it was all around day job to dream job. Mm. By the time you get to 16, 17, and 18, I'll list those really quick. High-end book creation consulting. By this time, you're a pro. You can charge people, you know, five, six figures to do book creation consulting. You can do book marketing and launch consulting. And then by that time, you can even create your own author program. Mm. If people realize that the book is just the beginning, then the sky's the limit.
Well, now you've had the chance to coach hundreds of people. I think it was north of 250.
Yep.
And I would imagine that you come across some common mistakes that people are making. What are some of those?
They're exactly what I did when I started. And that is, number one, they treat their book as a business card. So many people are told that,
yeah.
Hey, your book's not your business. It's your business card. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Okay. Because I get it. That's popular. It's trendy to say. I think it's an insult. Here's why. What business card has ever changed your life, right?
Mm.
But yet you ask people what books changed your life and they will say, oh, let me tell you. It's the loser author who thinks their book is a business card and they just sit on over a weekend, you know, talk their book into a recorder and then publish that thing and it's junk. And yeah, if you pass out your book like that, people will say your book and your business is junk.
Mm.
So that's the first mistake. Number two, they treat their book as the end of a relationship. I used to literally show up, Jeff, at a speaking gig, sign my name and basically say, hey, you know, see you in the afterlife. Have a good life. Now I say, you know what? My book is just the start of a relationship. Mm. So many of my clients today entered my quote sales funnel, and I define sales as serving. But I serve people. I serve them, serve them, serve them, serve them. And then guess what? They end up doing all kinds of programs with me and their lifetime clients. And then number three is they treat their book as a single product. So many authors kind of view it as, hey, my book is, it's done. Like so many authors today, they launch their book and they think, oh, what's next? And I say, whoa, my book, Your Secret Name, came out 6 years ago and I'm still creating marketing around it and I'm still selling programs around it.
Yeah, and I see people like, I know you know Jeff Goins.
Oh, yeah.
Who does a good job of this. You know, a book that's been out, I think, for over a year now.
Yep.
And he's still taking advantage of some of those 18 different income streams.
Yes.
You know, 14, 15 months removed from it. And it's exciting to see that the book isn't that single product. It's not, okay, it's out there now, it's done, and I walk away and I worry about the next thing. The work is just beginning, really.
Yes.
So in light of all that, what are the shifts then in thinking that authors that you coach now need to make?
I just take those three mistakes and I flip them. Number one, I treat my book as a business. My next book comes out December 6th on my birthday. It's called Elixir Project. It's a fiction book. It's either going to bomb like nobody's business or it's going to blow up in a good way. And I'm hoping to blow up because... Look, I love to be risky. I love to take challenges. I'm writing a young adult fiction book. What? I have no business doing that, but I studied the industry. I got coaching. I massively took a deep dive. I love it. I love to challenge myself, but I treat that as a business. So believe it or not, my business partner and I, we have a whole business model around a fiction book, and that is so foreign to so many people.
Mm.
But it's the reality. Number two, I treated my book as the start of a relationship. So Jeff, I even will give away a lot of books. I mean, I have given away so many books because I realize that if the book's written well and marketed well, guess what? There's all kinds of things in the book that lead them to sales pages, lead them to my funnel, lead them to free try before you buy things.
Mm.
At the end of the day, the best thing I can do is invest in that person by giving them a book because I know my courses and programs will create loyal fans. And then number three, I treat my book as a suite of products and services. Again, every book I have comes out with a keynote speech, comes out with an online program, comes out with a live coaching program, a seminar, you name it.
Mm. Well, one of the things I have heard again and again, especially Carrie, when it comes to publishing a traditional book, is that nobody's going to even look at you or consider you if you haven't taken the time first to build a significant platform, email list, social media, etc. How have you coached authors through that problem?
Yeah, I say it like this. And I love traditionally published people. I've been traditionally published half a dozen times. I love publishers. I love everybody, okay? So I'm not trying to bash anybody, but I am trying to say this. Traditional publishers will tell you, we will not market your book. Mm. Bottom line, you better market your book. You better have a marketing plan. You better go to town on podcast tours, blog tours, radio shows, TV shows. They will tell you our job is to print the book and distribute the book. That's it. Print the book and distribute the book. It's your job to write it. Of course, they'll give you an editor, this type of thing. But here's the thing. If you're going to be doing all that work, why not get paid anyway? So traditional publishers will tell you, no apologies, you get 10 to 15% of net. That means they get 85%. Like, here's the little secret, Jeff. When I buy my own books from my traditional publisher, I get half off. Half off of 15 is $750. These people aren't crooks. I get it. They got to pay people too. But they only need $3 to print that book. So every time I'm buying my own book, I'm paying them double. You know, let's say I buy 1,000 books. I've just spent $4,500. And I have this training that I've done now for 35,000 authors. It's such a good training, but I teach you all of these things that are behind the curtain that nobody talks about. And most rookies, most newbies don't know. But here's what I want to encourage people with. You don't need a big platform to get published. I know people hear that and they say, what is this guy even talking about? Jeff, there's three ways to get a platform. Number one, buy it. That's what Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are doing. Right now, they're trying to buy their platform with ads, with all kinds of stuff. Seth Godin, the guy who you quoted, talks about this as interruption marketing. What do you do when you go to YouTube and want to watch a video and an ad comes up? You skip it. So people do not do well if they try to buy their platform through interruption marketing. It doesn't work these days. Number two, build your platform. Very long, nothing against it. Building your platform is you blogging, you podcasting, you know, you putting out content. And that's great. And it's slow build and it takes a long, long time. The third one is what I'm doing right now. Jeff, you are so gracious that you are allowing me to borrow your platform. And this is what I did with Bob Gunton, the warden from Shawshank, like the number one movie of all time is voted by the people. The warden, like the mean guy.
Oh, right? The actor. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he actually launched my book with me at Shawshank. You think that got attention?
Oh, yeah.
You bet. I borrowed his platform. I've borrowed so many people's platforms, not by saying, hey, Jeff, you know, can I get on your show and pitch my stuff? No, no, no. If you want to become a person of value, you need to invest in yourself. And I have invested in myself over the years enough to hone my craft and get good at what I say so that people want me on their show. And I want you on my show. Jeff, when you come out with that product that I've been telling you to build because you have such skill, I will promote that to my list. Why? You don't even have to ask. I will say, folks, if you want to know about this, Jeff is the man. And that's how you work in this business. You allow other people to borrow your platform and vice versa. And you got to start small.
Yeah. And I just want to emphasize what Kerry is saying. One of the reasons that he is here today is because, as I mentioned earlier, I've watched him work the last couple of years since he was last on the show. And I've seen this very humble, this man of integrity just freely share what he's learning. You know, he mentioned, you know, 35,000 people have gone through this special online training that he's doing. He's poured over 12 years of successes and failures into the experience, and he wants to share that with you. And I am thrilled that he wants to do that. And one of the best parts is, if you decide to take advantage of this free 90-minute training, you're going to know more than 90% of the experts in the industry.
Mm. So many authors are scared to take the first step, right? Isn't this true about anything? Like, when you work with podcasters, we can dream, we can talk, we can imagine what we're going to say on our award ceremony when we write that book. Look, the first step is to watch the webinar. You will learn so much from this, and I'm thrilled to share it. I kind of share my story. Look, I was a learning disabled kid at the age of 7. I struggled with depression, self-injury, and even suicidal thoughts while I was a professional. You know, I mean, this was a mask. I was an imposter for the early part of my 20s. I've been able to take all that pain and share it now in my stories and my books. Look, everyone on this podcast has had a painful past. We've had pain in our lives. But when you can redeem it and use it to help others, there's nothing more satisfying than that. So, Jeff, I'm thrilled to do this. You know, if people are listening to this when the episode comes out, this is a live training where you can actually ask me questions. And I'd love to say your name and answer your question and pour into you through this training. I think it's going to be July 20th.
Yep.
At, what is it, like 1 p.m. Eastern, something like that?
Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah. 1 p.m. Eastern. And all you need to do is go to readtoleadpodcast.com. That's easy to remember because I'm always talking about that URL in the podcast. readtoleadpodcast.com/author. And that will take you to a special sign-up page for this free 90-minute training. Carrie and I coming together on July the 20th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Now, what if I am at work, Carrie, and as much as I want to attend this live, I can't? What's the solution there?
I always create value for people on the webinar. So what does that mean? That means that all the people who are there live, you know, it's great. It's fantastic. We actually give you a gift for free that includes, it took our team 100 hours to create this free resource. Other people sell it for hundreds of dollars. We give it away for free. It will help your author career today, you know, the moment you hear it. If you can't sign up anyway, and we will give you a recording, it's a limited time replay. So, you know, you'll need to like dive into it that week, but go ahead, sign up. We also give everyone a free workbook that many people have gone through, saved all their notes. So when they do publish that book, it's available too. And then Jeff, one thing that that I share is on this free training, we don't have like a click to buy. You know, this is not a click to buy training where at the end, you know, whip out your credit card and you buy that day. No, no, no. This is me adding value to you. And some of you will say, love this thing, want to be, you know, one of the authors. How do I? And we talk about that, but it's to really add value to people.
Well, as I mentioned at the outset, if you've already written a book, chances are you have not taken advantage of the 18 different, or at least some of the 18 different income streams that Carrie talked about. If you've been thinking about writing a book, hopefully what you learned today will sort of push you into actually doing that. And if you are sitting here and thinking, well, gosh, I haven't even considered writing a book, maybe after hearing what you've heard today, your curiosity has piqued enough to want to investigate this a little further. So regardless of which camp you're in, I would love for you to join us on that special live webinar. Again, it's July 20th at 1 p.m. Eastern, and you can register for it right now completely free, readtoleadpodcast.com/author. Carrie, this was so much fun, and I learned so much just from this 30-minute conversation. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, and thank you for agreeing to dive even deeper into this content. So we thank you for that.
Hey, thanks for your friendship, Jeff, and just all you're doing for your awesome tribe, and I know we'll be chatting soon.
Again, to register for the live webinar or to get access to the replay if the live webinar has already taken place, just go to readtoleadpodcast.com/author. That's readtoleadpodcast.com/author. And if you weren't able to get down all of those streams of income that Carrie talked about in his responses to some of the other questions I asked, I've included those in the show notes page for this episode. I've listed them there for you to make it easy. readtoleadpodcast.com/135 for episode 135. Once again, please consider visiting our sponsor, FreshBooks, if you're looking for the perfect cloud accounting software solution. Find out more about them at freshbooks.com/readtolead. If you have any questions for me, a couple of ways you can reach out, readtoleadpodcast.com/question to leave a voicemail, or simply email jeff@readtoleadpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. That's going to do it for this week. I look forward to seeing you next time for the Read to Lead podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to the Read to Lead podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Become a vital member of the community. Visit us on the web at readtoleadpodcast.com. Until next time, remember, leaders read and readers lead.
Ladies, at Essentia Health, you're not just a patient. You're a partner in your healthcare journey. We'll get to the heart of your health questions, even the ones you're embarrassed to ask. We'll find solutions to fit your unique needs and lifestyle, because here, we're in it together. Feel confident in your care and in yourself. Schedule a women's health appointment with an Essentia Health provider today. Click the banner to learn more.